Epistemology by Doug Ramspeck. When the boy who used to place me repeatedly in headlocks on the school bus then punched me with his free hand died last fall, his obituary listed the names of his children and grandchildren, an almost biblically impressive collection of begetting. And as I read those names in the paper, I remember the tireless pistons of the boy's blows existing in the same continuity of time as the evening he had his mother phone my mother to see if I would spend the weekend at his farm because, or so my mother claimed, he said I was his closest friend in the world. I returned to these thoughts yesterday while driving home from Dayton, and thought, too, how my father had similarly confused affection and violence, and how he told me once that the only constant of the world was that everyone was forever trying to fuck over everyone else, which he presented as the one true economic lesson, a justification I came to understand for his own bad behavior. All of these memories led to still another of how my dad used to drive me sometimes to a mall that later was bulldozed down to nothing, and how once, after its destruction, I rode my bike there with my brother to throw stones and to marvel at what wasn't, though soon we crossed the road to the dairy hut and imagined with a strange pleasure that the mall had been destroyed by falling bombs, which had transformed its general goneness into a kind of beautiful ugliness, elevated in that moment, especially when geese on their passage south began squawking above the remains, the sounds expressing a communal solitude or maybe an otherworldly lamentation beneath parasitic clouds. But all of these thoughts vanished, of course, the very instant on the ride home from Dayton, when a sudden wall of snow drifted its indeterminacy across I-75, making a blankness of the world, and I didn't know whether to break or to continue on ahead, though I saw, for the briefest of moments when the curtain opened, a car in front of me, twisting to aim the other way, skidding on the ice, the face of the driver locked in a wild gaze. Then the white kicked up again to cloak us, and I didn't know whether this time it might somehow form itself into a shape, or an idea, or a language, or a belief, or if the world itself had somehow flickered out, reducing everything, everywhere, to this unknowing.